as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Let's say good morning to Rodney Wan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Howdy.
Hi.
Appreciate you calling in.
Sure. I'm glad you have us on, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, we always get some good information, timely and topical. I don't know when the last time we'd spoke to you, Rodney, but since we did, we've since found out that Frankfort Community Schools reached their threshold, I guess, if you will, last week, and you were probably in that decision to go ahead and go to e-learning, everyone except for the elementary schools.
Yes, that's correct. We did consult with them at one point because they had a couple staff, students, but with middle school and high school, as the administrators and the nurses and the health department know, they don't cohort as often in their classrooms as what the elementary do. So they took a look at, you know, how many students were going to be quarantined, so and made that decision based off of that. So since we've talked, which has been about 2 weeks ago, we were in a very quiet period, and unfortunately, we've had quite an uptick over the last probably 7 days since then. So, including about 2 days ago, I think we had 26 cases all in one day. So, while we were very low in our positivity rate 2 weeks ago when we were talking and doing well, we will probably see an uptick in that positivity rate, and that will affect, you know, the schools, and it'll affect the long-term care facilities as well with what they're looking at, so as well as the community.
The school kind of caught me off guard a little bit because I had been hearing numbers and seeing numbers that seemed like we were not doing great, but not doing any worse, you know, kind of maintaining.
Sure.
So what do you attribute the uptick to here locally in the last couple of weeks, Rodney?
Well, again, from what the public health, what the public health nurse and I have ascertained is there, besides the school having a little bit of an uptick, there was a group here in the county that had several members in their group get exposed and actually get the virus. So that was part of that uptick as well earlier on. We're still seeing some of those coming through, although they went back down into the single digits over the last couple days. So and again, the school's decision, and we work closely with Superintendent McKinney on that. He's looking at, you know, what staff and what students are involved. So in this case, he knew he had a number that he wanted to pinch, you know, get it nipped in the bud, get it out of the school system. Just for those times, he had a unique time frame where he was able to use two weekends as part of those 14 days, so that there, I think, played into his decision as well. So trying to have as least disruptive as possible. So,
Rodney, we know people, if they want to have a party or a get-together or a class reunion or something like that, they need to get with you and Dr. Tharp. Are you still looking for that? Do you see people coming to you with a plan of 250, 500 people?
It's now up to 500, you're correct. Excuse me. Because the governor's order changed and we went into stage five. So if folks are having large events that are expected to have or they know are going to have 500 or more, we would like to see plans which include them being able to you know, inform the attendees to stay home if they're sick, to wear a mask if it's still mandated, and or to social distance, to try to have some registry process of who comes to those events, so, and a contact number in the event that somebody does turn up positive, we can do the close contact tracing rather readily that way. So those are still in place until the governor changes that. Again, everyone who's doing something that's smaller but still under the radar, so to speak, should still consider those situations, still try to make sure that folks are excluded if they are showing signs or symptoms or if they've been around someone who's positive. So we highly recommend that. I do my normal straw poll. I heard you gentlemen talking about polls. So
right.
I did my normal straw poll today or over the weekend, and I saw several folks out in my local grab and go that we're not wearing masks again. So again, that's, we're going to live and somewhat or otherwise get sick by whether we choose to or not choose to do that. So
it seems like we got better there about a month or so ago, and then people get that COVID fatigue, don't they?
Yes, and or as we hear now, mask fatigue.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see what's going to happen in America now that the one disbeliever, President Trump, has actually, you know, tested positive and is suffering some of the effects. I do know. I saw that. I think Amazon reported a huge uptick in mask sales and temperature probes here just over the weekend. So. Perhaps that'll change the attitude of folks a little that, I hear him saying, although we don't know what else he'll say later, but I hear him saying he's had a new perspective now since he's actually had it. So perhaps that's for the good. So, but the masks are still going to be critical. And you're right, I think we were wearing masks a few weeks back and being more diligent around the Labor Day weekend time frame, and then once we saw that everything went down, we decided we were going to go ahead and let our guard down and need to continue to not do that. So
I know we'll talk to you a little closer to Halloween as we have some guidelines and stuff. But probably a good, if you have anything you'd want us to know, you know, just one thing, I think like the masks that you would normally wear that, you know, maybe Bugs Bunny or Donald Duck or Frankenstein or something, those aren't going to... past muster, right?
Exactly. And CDC's come out and made that clear that those would not suffice. I would think the only one that would is if you're running around as a surgeon.
A nurse,
and you have a regular mask on. And so, but what they don't make clear, and I would suspect is need to be made clear, is if your child's wearing a mask underneath that mask, then you are protected, or at least have that protection value then. So, but not the mask... not the Halloween mask itself. CDC is obviously saying it's better to forego some of the more regular Halloween activities this year, like door-to-door and parties and get-togethers where you're bringing a large number of folks in. I'm not so certain that drive-through would count, but certainly they're worried about the trunk and treats. So I do not know what our county's, you know, is going to issue as far as our executive folks are going to come and say. But, you know, I know that's what the CDC is saying, is if we can avoid those this year, it would be best. So.
Yeah, and I know the fun group, Frankfurt Unified Neighborhoods, is going to do a trunk or treat over at TPA Park, so they're going to try to be as careful as they can with that.
Right, and if they can keep people distanced, if they can keep, you know, folks from, as I think the CDC also recommended, make sure that the children go home and wash their hands before they start eating any candy, and not to do so during the event. So some simple facts that we want to keep in mind. I think we can do it safely. We just need to be diligent of the fact that it's still out there and can easily be spread. So I think we're now, you know, for months we didn't know what children's numbers really were because school was called out early and we forego a lot of children getting it, but I think we're now starting to see that, you know, as was falsely said, that children are not affected by this, that they actually are. When they do get back together in school settings again, then they're going to see some normality in their numbers. And I think now that the CDC is starting to see that, they're seeing that this is just as bad for children in many cases as it would be for an adult. So,
Is there anything else we need to know today, Rodney, while we have you on the horn?
Get your flu shot. We continue to ask folks to consider, you know, even if it's your first time you've ever done it, to get out there and get a flu shot this year to protect your health from, you know, getting, unfortunately, what might be a double whammy. And they are readily available. I checked over the weekend. Walmart, CVS are doing flu shots. The health department's going to have some events where we're doing flu shots. I know we're talking with IU Health on perhaps collaborating to get a bigger flu rally going this year. So,
all right. We appreciate your time as always, Rodney. Keep up the good work.
All right, gentlemen.